This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
President Trump was in Houston yesterday to meet families of 10 people killed in the high school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. The governor there, Greg Abbott, has now laid out a plan to increase school safety in Texas. The $120 million proposal would focus on hardening schools and increasing mental health services for students. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Most of the money would initially pay for more metal detectors and training for more school staff to carry concealed firearms. Kathy Martinez-Prather, director of the Texas School Safety Center, says getting the governor's attention is critical.
There is no one solution, so it's going to be a very comprehensive approach. And I think that this initial plan, it's definitely a start in the right direction.
But Ken Trump, president of a school security consulting firm in Cleveland, argues that hardening the schools and bringing more guns to campuses is missing the mark.
May meet some political agendas and some special interests, but it's not really going to deal with some of the core issues.
Abbott's also looking at changing gun storage laws in Texas, making parents liable for any gun that gets into the hands of a minor. The Texas governor said he'd earmark up to $20 million for schools to monitor students' social media for clues of dangerous behavior and connect them with mental health counseling programs. The Santa Fe shooter posted a photo of a T-shirt emblazoned Born to Kill on his Instagram account. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.